It's in the future. But like said, Kisaka Saka, or Yara Yara. Mashmi, even in the future, this is the way skill is given. Yeah. Now, Vim Lav.
Right, right.
Now, it says, Vim Lav, Eid Hasheni Noitla 7. If he didn't die after the push, then the second Eid takes the stone. For the Monoitel, he takes the stone, for a time you learned. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Evan Hoysa Shom, there was a special stone there. Masoi Shnei Bnei Yodim. It was heavy that two people had to carry it. So, Noitla V'noisna Aliboy. It means like this. It was picked up. And there was two people had to help him pick it up, and they put it down on his heart. It meis bo yotza. If he died there, it was good. Well, the time, according to your time, Tikshulach, he goofed with the spirit itself. Masoi Shnei Bnei Yodim, Noitla V'noisna Aliboy. Anyway, it's Akasha. If it weighed so much, like how could one person pick it up? Elo, what do you have to say? The midlala bahade chavre, that his other friend helped him pick it up. Could be both of them picked it up together. Vishadi lo ihu, and then the second aid let go of it by himself. Kihecha de teise marzich, it comes down strong with koyach. We know if one person throws it down, it comes down more strength than two people together. With one person, it's a stronger throw. So that's what it is. True, he needed a second person to help him pick it up first, but once it was up, he himself dropped it down with all the strength. V'yim lav, if that did not kill the person, then rigim asai. Kol Yisrael, whoever was around there, started to stone him. For a time, you would learn like this. Me'yelam lo'shanabra, it was learned that we never had to do it a second time. That a person was always killed, either by the throwing or by the first stone. Samar says, did I say that the Mishnah said that they did it a second time? The mitzvah kamina, the Mishnah just saying the halacha. That lo yitzuyah, if it would have happened that a person did not die with the first stone, this is the halacha, that then the whole Bnei Yisrael would come and stone him. That's the possible whole Bnei Yisrael. Oh mama, what we just say, Evan Hoysa, there was a special stone. I bought Tanya, but not like this, that Achas Evan Shediskabur, when Bezdin gives somebody skila, that stone that they used, or else the Achas Eight, the tree, Shenitla Olav, that they hung the person, the Echad Sayif, the sword, Shenerekbo, that they killed him with, the Yechad Suda, Shenechnachbo, or else the handkerchief, whatever the clothing that they strangled him with. Kulan Nikbar Mimai, all the weapons are buried with him. Since I asked you to tell me there's a stone there in Bezdin, Mashma, it's the same stone all the time. Here's Mashma now, they used to use a different one because they had to bury it each time. And economy just means that at all times there was a stone prepared there. Even though they used this stone and had to bury the stone, but right after that, Bezdin right away fetched another stone, and there was always a stone waiting there. But Tzvika de Mesakni, they prepared one. Umaisi Achrini, and brought another one instead of this one, that now they have to bury with the mace. For the Gemara, Nikbar Mimai, is it true that the stone is buried with him? For a tiny another brisa says, Ein Nikbar Mimai, no, we do not bury the weapon with the person. So Amir Papa says, Ma'imai, you know what the word imai? It just means imai b'tfisosai, within his dalaramis. It's buried like next to him, within his dalaramis, Rashi says. But true, not directly with him. It's not in his coffin. In the coffin itself, we do not put the weapon. Omar Shmuel says, Niktoya yad ha'edim. What's going to be if after the Eidim said their Eidis, now the hands fell off? So now the Eidim cannot push him. So locher is potter. The person goes free. We do not give him skila. My time, what's the reason? To be inon, we need yad ha'edim tiyah by Rishayna. We need the hands of the Eidim. That one Eid has to push him off, and the second Eid has to hold the stone and throw it down. And now that the Eid does not have hands, he cannot do that, so he's potter. He has a demon, yada Eidim, tiyah, but Rishayin of Alek, you don't have it. But the Marel Amayatif, so, Eidim Gidmin, Dimikoro, Hakanami, Dipsili. So you can tell me then, if Eidim at the first place, when they first came to Bezdin, when they first said the Raiders, and they didn't have arms, you want to tell me such Eidim Apsulim, and it's not that way, it doesn't say anywhere. When the Mishnah says Eidim Apsulim, it should have said, Eidim without arms, Apostle. The Marel says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Yosem, there's different. The Yomakro, Yadu Eidim, Shoysa Kvar. It just means if at the time when the Eidim said their Haggadah in Bezdin, at that time they had hands, then the din is they have to use the hands later for the skila. Therefore, if he lost his hands in between, then he goes out free. But if at the beginning the Eidim didn't have hands, the Shasta came to Bezdin, that's not the Torah. We're not talking about that. Then we could use such Eidim even though they cannot use the hands. Rashi says, Yad Eidim, Yad Shehoysa Lehem, Tiyah Lehem B'Shas Misa. Aber gib mir mi korre le mishtami minei te zuhi yad shalehem. Just means if they had good hands b'shas pagodah, they have to use it now. Yeah. Then it's okay. Then, so whatever they have, that's all they have. Next we have a kash. It says, kol odom shiidu, anytime two Edom come and say Edis. For Yarmu, when they say, midunanu vishploini shenigma dinoi, that we're coming telling the second Bezdin, you should know that in a different Bezdin there was a Gemar Din, the Bezdin Ploini, or Ploini, you Ploini Edim, and so was his Edim. Hareze Yehorek. So let's say the Gemar Din took place in LA, and now they're in New York, and two Edim come to the Bezdin in New York and say, this person had a Chiv Misa in New York, in LA, they kill him. So the question is, how can you kill him? You don't have the Edim here. We don't have Yad Edim to your Bar Yishayna. The Edim, the Havmin, is back in LA. So how can we kill him now in New York? The answer is Tigum Shmuel Tehene Nedev and Echonami. The same two Edom came along and flew to New York. So the Edom have to be here. For the Maror me being in Krokid Asir, do we really mean the Torah when it says it? It's Likuva. But the other side is true. The Torah says Yad Edom Tiyah Barbishena. That means if you could do it, you could do it. But if you can't, the Chura, you can still give Skila. So you dash in so far when the Torah says these sidelines, it also means Likuva, that if you don't have hands, we don't kill him. I have a tiny little like this. Mois Yumas Hamake, Rotsechu. We kill the person that killed because he's a murderer. Aimli Yela Benisak Suvaboy. So, for let's say he deserves to receive Skila, we give him Skila, only Skila, nothing else. Minayin, how do I know? No. Shemiyati Yochala Mis, let's say we have no base on Skila, we can't give him Skila. Benisak Suvaboy, Shatin Mimisa, the Chomisa Shati Yochala Misai. Let's say now Bezin cannot give Skila, they can only give Cherek or Chenek. How do we know we do that? Talmud, the Pasuk says, "Mais you, my samakim, come akim. Anyway, we kill him, we kill him." So, even though the Pasuk says "kila," we're saying no. It means anyway. So, you see, the Torah is not bedafka the way it says it. It's only lechatchila to give "kila." If you can't give, give something else. So, what? Mar says, "Shani yos, there's difference." Said, "Yom akra, mais you must." There's an extra pasuk. There's an extra pasuk there. Mais you must teach us any type of mitzvah you can give him. But usually we say no, if the Torah says something specific, Yad Edim Tiyavai, it has to be the Yad Edim. If the Edim are not here, we will not kill him. But the Gemara, but Beligma Minei, learn out from here, that we see the Torah says Skila, if you cannot give him Skila, we give him something else. And the Gemara, Mishum Dehevi, writes Seyach, the Goyal Adam. No, there are two places the Torah says clearly, Lav Dafka. Not only this mitzvah, even a different type. Who are then by Goyal Adam? Shnei Ksuvah Boyin Kiyechad. And the Klal is, because Shnei Ksuvah Boyin Kiyechad Eim Alamdin. We just said by a murderer, even though the terrorist says Mises of Skila, if we can't give it to him, we give another Misa. Goel Adam Mahi Tanya. Goel Adam, that means the person that was killed, his brother, his relative. So the halacha is, if somebody killed your relative, Bishogeg, not willingly, we send him into the Orem Miklat. Let's say he goes out of the Orem Miklat, the halacha is, the Goel Adam is allowed to come and kill him. Now, Tanya Goel Adam, Yom Mises Ratzeach. If the Ratzeach leaves the Orem Miklat, then the Goel Adam has the right to kill him. Mitzvah the Goel Adam. It's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him. Uminayin, how do I know? Shemein le Goyel. Let's say there's no relative alive of the mace. She bezdim amidim le Goyel. That bezdim could make another Goyel, somebody else in charge, to kill this person if he leaves the Orem Miklat. She never thought it says, the tigaboy, mikol makom. Mashmu, whoever meets up with him. When this person leaves the Orem Miklat, shalokadin, whoever is appointed by bezdim has the right to come and kill him. So again, we see that the Torah says, Goel Hadom, we darshin lav dafke the Goel, the relative, but anybody could do it. So there are two psukim there that says clearly, even though it's not directly the person, something else could be done. So it's only these two places, no place else. Amalei, Amalei makshisha breid rav chizdel rav ashi. Omi loy bin in kroa kiresiv, do you not need the pasuk the way it says? Vietnam would only like this. Hoy echud mehem gidim. One of the Edim was Gidim without arms. A Yilam cannot speak. A Chigur, a hunchback. A Suma blind. A Cherish deaf and dumb. Ainu Nasib and Sarah Merit. This goes on the parents, I mean. When the two parents have a son that should be made into a Ben Sarah Merit, if the parents are one of these, the kid does not become a Sarah Merit. Why? Shinem the Pasuk says, V'tov Shubay, they have to grab their son. So Hidashim V'loi Gidman, not if they're armless. They have to bring him out. Not if they're lame. Not if they're lame. They can't bring him out. The Amru, they have to say, not if they're speechless. But Neinu's there, that we have to point and say, our son right here, not if they're blind. And then the Shemad Beklein doesn't listen to us, not if they themselves are deaf. Now, my time, what's the reason here if the parents do not fulfill these psukim, there's no din betzara murder. Lav mishum debin and kroa kinechiv. But since the Torah says these lashonis, even though we would not say it's really a mitzvah, still we see now the Torah says these lashonis, it means likuva, that the parents cannot say or cannot hear, there's no din betzara murder. The Torah says no, shani yas mir different. The kule kroa yiserhu. There the whole pasuk is extra. We do not need that pasuk. Therefore, what's the pshat on the pasuk? It's extra to teach us that these things are likuva. There could be other places when the Torah just tells you, like what to do, sometimes it's not likuva. Like by the Edim, if you have Edim, if they could push him, push him. If the Edim do not have hands, maybe it's still be kashim, we still give him kila. Toshima, ein lo rechoiv, you have an ear, yehani dachas, that there's no main place, there's no rechoiv, there's no main street. Now this, the pasuk says, you take all the utensils, all the metalim to the rechoiv ear, and you should burn it there. Let's say there's no rechav, there's no main street. Ein nasis ir hanidachas. You cannot make the city into an ir hanidachas. Ziv Rabbi Shmuel. The Bekiv Aymano. Ein lo rechav, if there's no main street, oisim lo rechav. Now go make a main street. Sa'at kan lefligi el damas of rechav adim ikorabinen. But the Torah says, take all the things out to the rechav. That means there has to be a main street already in that city. And then we give an ir hanidachas. Well, ma'asava rechav adahashtunami. It's enough to have it right now. Kidim ikorabinen. The Gemara says, "Abul Kuliyama bin and Kroa Kedasiv." But both of them hold, you need the pasuk the way it says. The Gemara says, "True tonight." So my friend is from Netanya. Ain loy behen yad, ain loy boyin yad, boyin regol, oizin yimonis, ain loy tyra lomis. Such a person cannot have a tyra. The pasuk says, "Put the mitzera, put from the shemen on his ear. If he doesn't have a right ear, or if he doesn't have a thumb or a toe, then we cannot give him tyra." We have a lezuvayman noisin amakayim of yaitzin. If he doesn't have a thumb, we just put it on that spot of the body. You don't need kitshutai. If he doesn't have a right thumb, put it on his left thumb. Yeah. From a Mishnah, Quran is stolen. After we stone somebody, nislin. Then the locker is supposed to hang him up. That night, that day, we hang him up. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. V'chol ma'amrim ein nislin. No, we do not hang up a person. Ela ha-megadif. Only somebody that cursed Hashem was megadif against Hashem. V'yoyiv el avodah zarah. A person that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, after we give him skila, there's a din to nisla to hang him up. When we hang up the man, his face is facing the people. But Yisha, when we hang up a lady, her face is towards the eights. Divrei Rebbe Elazar. B'chol ma'amrim, v'ish nitla no, b'chlal, only a man is hung. But v'ein isha nitlas, we do not have to hang up a lady. Omar Rebbe Elazar, v'aloi Shimon ben Shetach, I'll bring you proof, not like that. There was a meister with Shimon ben Shetach, Tola Noshim Biyaskun, he hung up 80 ladies. He went to kill out, there were Machshef was there, he killed out 80 of them. And he had them hung. Or Merlot, they said back to him, Shemayim Noshim Tolui, V'yein Donin Shnayim B'yonechot. Like anywhere there's something fishy there. Usually the cloud is, one Bezdin cannot pass in two Mises the same day. And here he went to kill 80 of them. So you have to say it was a special Harua show, it was a special case there. He had a tzibur to wipe them out. So there he was allowed to kill them and hang them. But in a normal case, Anisha does not perceive a clear. We don't hang them.
All right, turn over. Yeah, Tana Rabbonim. The writer says like this. For humas, this soul, for humas, you're supposed to kill him. And the soul is, you're supposed to hang him. So Yochel, I would think to say, this is the pasuk said by Mekalel, so Yochel, I would have thought to say, kol ha-mumsin nislin, any person that's killed, we always hang him after Bezdin kills him. Talmud Lerman, this is the pasuk says, no, ki killas Elohim atoli, that only because if he cursed Hashem, so ma Mekalel, just like the Mekalel, the one that curses Hashem, zeb iskila, he's chay of the misa of skila, they stone him, is af kol sheb iskila, any other misa, any time Bezdin kills somebody with skila, he says, this halacha that after skila we have to hang him. Tidur Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. Tachom and Nachom say no, ma makalo ze, she kofa b'ikr, he have a makalo as Hashem, he's cursing Hashem, he's kofri, he denies the ikr Hashem, is af kol she kofa b'ikr, any type of a misa and achet, that the person is a kofa b'ikr, he is denying Hashem. So, achet of Avodah Zarah would also be included. That any time they kill him for Avodah Zarah, that's when they hang him afterwards. But by regular skila, they would not hang him afterwards. So Mor says, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbon and Darshi Kloli Prati. They darshed in the Torah with a klalu prat. Rabbi Elazar Darish Riboy Umiyitoy. What does that mean? Rabbon and Darshi Kloli Prati with a klalu prat. The pasuk says, Vuhumas Visolis Klal. That's a klal. Mash, many times we kill somebody, we have to hang him. Then the pasuk says, Ki Killas, because he cursed Hashem, that's a prat. Mashma, only a curse of Hashem has to be hung. Tamar says, Ihevi mekarvel adod, if these two psukim would have been close one next to another, Armin, we would say the klal is ein b'chal elamash prat. Hani in vidyachrin aloi. Usually that's the klal of a klal and a prat. We only say in the klal what's in the prat. So only a kilas Hashem would have a chiv to be hung. But no other misa. But hashto de merachki me'adodi, now that's a little bit far from one from another, ahani the rebuya avores kechovim. To domilei b'chol mili, our component helps to include the chet of avoy de zora, that's domilei b'chol mili. So even the chet of avoy de zora also would be toli. After they stone him, he would also get a skila. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll stop from the Gemara again. Nem heyim abeis. We'll stop from the Gemara. Again, Tana Rabbanan, the Bryce says like this, for humas, we're supposed to hang him, kill him, for salisa, and you hang him. Yochel, I would think to say the pasuk means, kol ha-memusim nisloyim, anybody that's killed, yochel, kol ha-memusim nislin, anybody that's killed from Bezdin, they hang him. Afterwards, Talmud Lem, the pasuk says, no, ki kilas elohim toli, only because he cursed Hashem, somebody from the God of Hashem, by him we stone him, and then there's a mitzvah to hang him. Ma makalo zeh shebeskila. So just like the makalo, he has a chiyuv skila. Maybe av kol shebeskila. Now maybe it is. Dibur Rebbe Lezer. That any misa of skila, there's a mitzvah after the skila. Bezin hangs him up. We'll soon see how they hang him up. The chum say no. Ma makalo zeh shekofar biker. Just like the makalo, he cursed Hashem. He's kofar in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Is av kol shekipa biker. Any avero that you've been called kofar biker. So what does that mean? It's a chet of Avodah Zorah. So the machlokes is, if every misav skilo, there's a mitzvah to be totally to hang him afterwards, or maybe no, only the chet of Avodah Zorah also is a mitzvah tliya. So Mike, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbon and Darshi, these tzukim with klali aproti, the klal aprat. We have lezer dorish ribu yomuta. It's like this. Rabbon and Darshi with a klal and then a prat. For humas v'solisa klal. Mashm, any time a person is killed from Bezdin, there's a mitzvah of a salisa to hang him afterwards. That's a klal, any type of a misa. Then it says, ki kilas elakim, because he cursed Hashem. That's a prat. Mashm, only this separate thing. So now, ihevi mekar viladod, the two psukim will be one next to another. I'm reading, then I would say the klal is, ein bechlal al mashem a prat. Hani yin midiach rin eloi. By klal and prat, I say only exactly like the prat and nothing else. So I would have thought only kill us like him. Only when a person curses Hashem, then is there a mitzvah.